Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dr. Carson, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So your latest book, I know, came out, I think, last May, June, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family. I think I had talked to you about it then. But today, I do want to get to the book, by the way, but I also want to talk about your take, Dr. Carson, on today in Philadelphia, because not far from where I'm broadcasting live from Odyssey World Headquarters, just basically down the street, the road closures, protesters and demonstrators will soon gather. And we have, of course, former President Donald J. Trump, current Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the House there at the National Constitution Center. Can you take me through what you what you're watching for and what you expect to see this evening?
This will be a very big debate because it's unique in the sense that one of the candidates, no one knows. No one knows what her policies are. Mm-hmm. And will she, in fact, articulate what those policies are, or will she continue to run away from her past record? You have one candidate who's standing on his record and one that's running away from the record, and each trying to convince people that they're the ones to vote for. So what I'm going to really be looking for is who can articulate what they actually believe right now and why they believe it. That's going to be the real key with Kamala. If she does articulate a policy, ask her, and Donald Trump will have to do it because the moderators won't, mm-hmm. why do you believe that? And why did you believe something else previously? What's the difference? Now, of course, she doesn't believe anything that's different. That's the very reason that you don't see a lot of anger on behalf of the far left. She's already signaled to them that her values haven't changed, which is just her way of saying, don't worry, we got this. Mm-hmm. And I'll say what I need to say in order to get elected, but you know who I am. That's basically what she's saying. And that was really confirmed by Bernie Sanders this weekend on one of mm-hmm. the shows.
Yes.
He said, you know, she will say what she needs to say to get elected.
Yeah, she's the say-anything candidate. Dr. Carson, as I look at this and I think of, you know, the sliver of voters at the end of the day who apparently will end up deciding this next election, do you foresee surprises in the Hispanic community, the African-American community, and even within women being split over a candidate who, yes, is a proven winner in a time when we have a very tough economy, everybody everywhere is talking about it, especially back to school. And then on the other hand, the women's issues, the left calls it the reproductive rights so-called issues.
Well, I do see a surprise because now, many of those groups that you just mentioned have shown that they are moving more toward the center. They're moving more toward Donald Trump's ideologies. But when that happens, there's also a group of them who won't say it because they're afraid that there may be consequences for them. Mm-hmm. So I think you're going to see a much bigger vote than anybody expected for Trump, because people won't admit that they actually like him and agree with his policies because they're afraid. That's a problem.
Do you think, Dr. Carson, that in essence, in certain communities, people will, going just based on what you just said, maybe just feeling like Kamala Harris, you know, is not authentic or doesn't reach a lot of people or inspire them? And so do they just stay home? I think that's the fear here in Philadelphia among Democrats, that even though even though we'll have no doubt Barack Obama and all the stars and all of that, but this is not Barack, this is not Michelle, this is somebody who they don't know, don't trust.
Yeah, I think probably that's a legitimate concern for them. But I think the American people are smarter than anybody gives them credit for. And I think a lot of them realize that this is not so much about Democrats and Republicans as it is about people who believe in our founding principles, believe in this country, versus those who want to fundamentally change us. And they've been around for a long period of time, but the circumstances have presented themselves where they can manifest themselves now. And that's why it seems like over the last few years there's been this radical change. It's just that it's been easier to express in these last few years, but it's been there for a very long time. And all you'd have to do is, look at the congressional record from January the 10th, 1963, see the 45 goals of communism that were read into the record by Congressman Herlong of Florida. Most of those things have been accomplished now. And you can see a market shift in who we've become as a country. And our leadership is sorely lacking in the world. That's why you're seeing all of these countries revert back to suppressing freedom of speech and some of the other things that we have stood for, because the banner carrier, us, has just not been present.
And, you know, that really brings me to talking about, the fact, I know you were just named as National Faith Chairman of the Trump campaign. I think of when Biden, fairly recently, it's amazing. It's amazing when I think of since late June until now where we've come. But not so long ago this summer, President Joe Biden and his Vice President Harris were in, for example, black churches here in Philadelphia. You don't see that so often, where actually you have candidates who are brought forth to a pulpit and that sort of thing in Christian churches. So take me through what it means to you. And first of all, I think you're perfect. You're so positive energy and a man of faith. But Dr. Carson, what is your intent as you move through this role, as far as being a role model, as far as will you be in churches? Will you be speaking out in faith communities?
Well, the founding document of our country, the Declaration of Independence, says that our rights come from our Creator, a.k.a. God, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. And the things, the Judeo-Christian values that say love your neighbor, not cancel your neighbor if they have a different yard sign, those are the things that brought us together and created incredible strength and unity, which propelled us to the pinnacle of the world in record time. And as we've thrown those things out, look how quickly we're spiraling downward. It's not too late to stop that. And that's what I'll be doing. I'll be, out in these various venues all around our country, helping people to recognize that there's nothing wrong with having values and principles. Nothing wrong with thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and all these things. And in fact, when you don't do those things, a lot of strife goes out of your life. Maybe there was a reason that God gave us some of these things. Maybe the person who created us knows what brings out the good in us and what brings out the bad.
I love that. I don't remember the Trump campaign in 2016. Was there a National Faith Chairman, or is this a new position?
No, this is a new position.
So is it new? Is it new, Dr. Carson, since what happened here in Pennsylvania in Butler with the assassination attempt? Because I see Trump more, he's being asked about faith more and kind of opening up about that. And, for people in my personal life, I'll just tell you, sometimes the whole family's praying for them, to find Jesus Christ as their personal savior.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people have prayed for Trump. And is that knock at the door happening for him? And have you seen a change in him since the assassination attempt?
Well, I told him way back in 2016, while we were still running against each other, that he was going to win, which kind of took him back a bit. I said, you're going to win because God is going to use you to help save our country. And he did, because if he hadn't won, Hillary would have gotten three Supreme Court picks. Can you imagine what it would be with three Supreme Court picks from her? And I've told him that again recently, and I think it really resonates with him. He understands that it's about more than him. Now, the other side is trying to paint him as totally self-centered and only concerned about what's good for him. But when you stop and think about it, when he ran for president, he was already as famous as anybody in the world.
Yeah.
He was already a billionaire. it wasn't anything that was going to enhance anything for him. In fact, he's lost a lot in the process of doing that. So I don't think it's all about him. It sort of comes down to an interview I saw him do about 35 years ago with Oprah. And she said, Donald, would you ever run for president? He said, no, I would never want to get into that unless the country was going off the cliff. And it was going off the cliff. Mm-hmm. And it's still heading off the cliff. And that's why we need him again. And some people say, yeah, but he says nasty things. I don't like him. I could never vote for him. Well, if you were a sick patient, you had a severe disease, could be cured by skillful surgery, would you rather have the surgeon who has a bad bedside manner but saves everybody, or the one with beautiful words who kills everybody?
Mm. Wow. That's a tough analogy. I wonder if because of everything post July 13th and with what you're talking about, is Trump moving more toward talking about faith or positive energy, or just a little more Reagan-esque with being hopeful? Because you think about Reagan and when he swept the country, that was something. And I will say Obama, it was remember hope and change.
Yes.
But with Reagan, you know, that was a real thing that people felt. Do you think that that's something that you'll see, that we can expect to see this evening, Trump trying to portray a more positive message about the American dream?
I think you will definitely see that. And, of course, the other side will be doing everything they can to get under his skin, to make him angry, to make him react. But I think he knows that they're going to be trying to do that. And he's a smart guy. So I don't think they're going to be able to manipulate them as easily as they think they can.
Dr. Ben Carson, you've been so gracious, as always, with your time. As I thank you, what is your prayer? Because we have to pray specifically. So what is your prayer suggestion for President Donald J. Trump as he faces off in perhaps the only debate this evening with Vice President Harris? What do you want people, or hope that people would pray specifically for this evening?
I pray that he would be able to continue to see the big picture and why he is there. And I also pray that the eyes of the American people will be open so that they won't be so easily subject to gaslighting.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Ben Carson, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Really appreciate you.
Always good to be with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Carson.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.